That's one of the major themes. So the last part, Krishna finishes up. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, having thus chanted this song, Maharaj Pururava, eminent among the demigods and human beings, gave up the position he had achieved in the planet of Urvashi. His illusion cleansed away by transcendental knowledge, he understood me to be the supreme soul within his heart, and so at last achieved peace. What does Krishna say in Bhagavad Gita? What three things do you need to have peace? Bhoktaram yagyatapasam. Krishna is the enjoyer. Number two, Bhoktaram yagata sarava loka maheshwaram. Krishna is the owner, the proprietor. And then suridang sarava bhutanam. Krishna in the heart is everyone's dearmost friend. If you can accept those three things and live by that, then you can have shanti. Not somebody gives a magic wand and says, I make you peaceful. Ah. Nah, doesn't work that way. An intelligent person should therefore reject all bad association and instead take up association of saintly devotees whose words cut off the excessive attachment of one's mind. My devotees fix their minds on me. That's right out of Bhagavad Gita, Manmana. And they do not depend upon anything material. They are always peaceful, endowed with equal vision, free from possessiveness, free from false ego, free from duality and greed. O greatly fortunate Uddhava, in the association of such saintly devotees, there is constant discussion of me. And those partaking in this chanting and hearing of my glories are certainly purified of all sins. Whoever hears, chants, and respectfully takes to heart these topics about me, becomes faithfully dedicated to me, and thus achieves my devotional service. What more remains to be accomplished for the perfect devotee after achieving devotional service unto me? For I am the supreme absolute truth, and my qualities are innumerable, and I am the embodiment of all ecstatic experience. Just as cold, fear, and darkness are eradicated for one who has approached the sacrificial fire, so also dullness, fear, and ignorance are destroyed for one engaged in serving the devotees of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord, peacefully fixed in absolute knowledge, are the ultimate shelter for those who are repeatedly rising and falling within the fearful ocean of material life. Such devotees are just like a strong boat that comes to rescue persons who are at the point of drowning. I have many times told the story of when I was watching that movie Titanic, and there is that scene at the end when all the people are hanging on for life in that cold, cold North Atlantic Ocean, and some of them die because of hypothermia, and some are hanging on to broken parts of the Titanic. And then this boat comes. Not everybody was saved. Only a few people were saved. but some fortunate ones were saved. That's the analogy. So when you come into the association of devotees, this is what we are. We're a boat, and we are meant to help each other cross the ocean of material existence by talking about Krishna, serving Krishna, and chanting his name. Everybody. Krishna continues. Just as food is the life of all creatures, and just as I am the ultimate shelter for the distressed, and just as religion is the wealth of those passing away from this world, so my devotees are the only refuge of persons fearful of falling into a miserable condition of life. This line here, religion is the wealth of those passing away from this world. Because you may be Mr. Trump with so many billions, what is that going to do when you face Yamaraj? Mr. Trump thinks, I'm a great deal maker. Yeah? Can you make a deal with Yamaraj, Mr. Trump? I don't think so. Your billions are useless. Religion, that is the wealth. Your knowledge of God, your sacrifices, your penances, your Krishna consciousness. That is what is going to help you at the time of death. Not your bank balance, not your 401k, not your house. No, you need this bank account of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, and this is the month of Kartik, you should be putting more into your spiritual account this month, because you get much better return on investment in this month, hundreds and hundreds of times. So this month you want to max out japa, max out reading Bhagavad Gita, max out holding programs. I'm available 7 days a week. Max out on your hearing and chanting, doing service. This month of Kartik, max out, go overboard. Because you're going to get much more return. And that is what will help you at the time of death. Krishna continues. My devotees bestow divine eyes, whereas the sun allows only external sight, and that only when it is risen in the sky. My devotees are one's real worshipable deities and real family. You've heard me say many times, you are my family. You've heard me say that, right? You are my family. I give you all a big hug. Thus, losing his desire to be on the same planet as Urvashi, Maharaj Puruvarava began to wander the earth free of all material association and completely satisfied within the self. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Cheto Darpana Marjanam. When we do these programs, we are simply cleansing the heart. Lord Chaitanya's first instruction, cleanse the heart. We cleanse the heart by hearing and chanting about Krishna. Either we chant his holy name or we read the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's words, or we hear about Krishna in terms of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the idea is to reconnect the mind, fix it on Krishna. Hearing and chanting is the two main processes to advance in spiritual life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All week, I have been spending, besides preparing tonight's class, I've also been preparing for my program tomorrow. So I've spent the whole week studying the Damodar Leela. And the Damodar Leela has two parts. The first part is Yashoda trying to tie up Krishna. And eventually Krishna allows himself to be tied up, because no matter how much rope she got, it was always two fingers too short. Meaning, even though Krishna is a young child, still he's God. Still he's Ajita, unconquerable. No rope can bind Krishna. But that song, which Hiran is going to sing tonight, Bhakti Badham. The only way you can tie up Krishna is by love. And when Krishna saw that Yashoda was completely exhausted trying to tie him up, then Krishna became compassionate and allowed himself to be bound up, but only by love, not by ropes. And then, after Yashoda ties up Krishna to the wooden grinding mortar, Krishna starts to think, my mother thinks now that she has tied me up, that I won't do any more mischief. But Krishna said, ha! I'm going to show her. Now I'm going to do more mischief. He looks in the courtyard and he sees the twin Arjuna trees. And he thinks, oh yes, my great devotee, Narada Muni Bhajayavina Radhika Ramana Name. Narada wants me to deliver those two trees. I have nothing to do with those two demigod sons of Kuvera. But Narada wants me to deliver them, therefore I must keep you. So again, Krishna delivered Nalakuvera only because of Narada. So I think if I am to be delivered, it is only because Prabhupada has asked Krishna to deliver. Not that I have anything. So my connection to Prabhupada and the devotees, that's my only hope. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in that Damodarashtakam song, Satyavrata Muni more than once says that I don't want any benediction from Damodar Krishna. I don't want liberation. I don't even want eternal life in Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky. I simply want to always have this vision of Bala Gopala. Everybody say. So this is, and then at the end he says, please give me prema bhakti. So this prema bhakti is also something that's discussed by Shukadev in the Damodar Leela when he's telling Maharaj Parikshit that there is mukti, liberation, but there is also vimukti, special, specific liberation. And what does Shukadev say in that 10th canto? He says, Yashoda's vimukti surpasses Brahma, surpasses Shiva, surpasses Lakshmi. Because she gets to relate to Krishna out of this spontaneous love and unaware that Krishna is the absolute truth, She relates to Krishna as just her son. And she gets to relate to Krishna in that special, unique way. Vimukti. Vimukti means prema bhakti. Not just bhakti. Prema bhakti. Devotion, ecstatic devotion on the platform of love of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, there is no better solution, there is no alternative than chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name.